Hey, ma'am. The phone
Hey,
cut
this
off.
is Jennifer giving you a call back. I do apologize.
Okay. I'm here.
All right. So I just wanted to reiterate that address that I had for the pickup location. It's 1130 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am.
60605.
Yes, ma'am. Standard parking.
All right. And you said that you're located in the standard parking?
Garage. There. It's in the garage.
Is it like a parking deck
hey,
or a parking garage?
Yes, it's a parking garage. It's connected to the building. It's 1130 South Michigan Avenue, 60605. You can't miss it.
All right. What's the clearance for that building?
The what?
What's the clearing for that parking garage?
I don't think I understand. What's the clearing? What is the clearing? I don't understand that.
The clearance is, because it's in a parking garage or a parking deck, the provider has to make sure that he has a truck small enough to fit inside that garage. On the outside of the entrance, there should be something hanging or posted on the outside of the building.
Okay.
To let us know how tall that building is or the entrance.
Okay. Okay. And they also got some extra wheels. That's what they've been using on my car. They've been rolling it around. Somehow they got some wheels to make it roll, and they can roll it to the thing right here, cuz. I'll take this. I got you. Love you, cuz.
So, cuz, this was the side with the mess up on. They think this is fast. You going to therapy? Okay. No?
Okay. Somebody is. So, okay. God going to bless you anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. All right, guys. Good. All right, Cuddy.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. So I'm looking at the seat. Let me see. That shouldn't be no problem, though. I know they can. I seen it says 6'4" clearance. Interest. Okay. Okay.
6 feet 4 inches.
6'4". Yeah. But they also, again, they have the little wheels. They can roll it to where he can get it out the garage. They have some wheels. I caught them doing it, which they didn't tell me. I came downstairs yesterday, and they were moving it from where it was in the garage because they had some cars blocked in, and they put some wheels up under it or whatever, and I looked up, I left and came back. The car was moved. So they have some wheels. They can roll it out. If the truck can't get in the garage, they can roll it to the car, the truck, you know, outside on the street.
So which would you prefer us to do? Did you want us to wait until it got moved out or try to find a driver that has a truck small enough to fit in?
I need someone just to come. That shouldn't, whoever you send, it's not going to be no problem to get it out this garage. So I'll just say send someone. Soon as possible.
Okay. Because what it's going to be, it's going to turn into a low-clearance tow because anything less than 8 feet is a low clearance, and most providers don't have as far as with that size truck. So I'm going to let you make that discretion.
Okay, they can send them. Again, send whoever you're going to send, and then we'll figure out. I'm going to go let them know right now. So they probably just have to, it's not going to take no time to do that, so. Yeah, just send a truck as soon as possible.
All right. Give me one moment. And what level are you on in the parking garage?
The first floor.
Have to
it's right here. It's right here.
Service. Give me one
it's
second.
Right here. Hey, I have the people on the phone. So they have big trucks, so we're going to have to probably get it to the door, the car, because their truck probably can't fit in here to get it. Or could it come through the back? Is it the same size in the back? Because that's 6'4". She wants to know a clearance.
So you 6'4".
Oh, in the back? It's 6'4" in the back too?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is 6'4". So, okay, that's no problem. So just send the truck. But you guys must have probably make a way.
But not the big truck.
No. Okay. No, the big they send in a big truck, so we're going to have to make a way for the car to get out.
No, they come in.
They don't have a car, the truck that can come in and get it. They only have big trucks. They don't have no small trucks.
That's a problem. Because, all right, we're going to get it out.
I mean, you already yanked my car up from right here off some wheels and stuff. They done did it already. Well, you shouldn't have did it the first time then. The fuck? It don't matter. You moved it. How else is it going to get out of here?
Let me ask you. Where is the car going?
It's going to a Chevy dealership.
Okay. Maybe after. Give me 1 second.
They got these assholes walking around here with a job that they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. That's the part when humans go to work. You have an afterlife after that, and you're just coming for a check. Like, people is weird. Weird as fuck.
All right. So I have a couple of questions because the service had to change. We're going to set it up as a low-clearance tow. Are you parked next to a column?
Park next to what?
A column.
A column?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
A column is like, it's like, how can I explain it? It's like a pole that comes from the ceiling to the floor, the concrete like pole.
No. No, it's not. It's like one to my right side, like on the right side. It's like a little wall. It's to my passenger. It's like on the passenger side to the rear. Passenger side to the rear. It's a little wall, inches away. It's like it's away from my door, but it's like my passenger side on my right side is just a wall right here. Other than that, no, it's nothing. But they said they're gonna be able to get it out of here, like, so, yeah.
So they're going to take it out of the garage?
They're not going to do shit. They don't know how to do it. You shouldn't have did it the first time. You got to get somebody to do it or put me on the phone with a fucking boss. Yo, goofy ass. Man, go call me a boss or something, man. This bitch ass nigga right here pissing me off and I'll fuck him up playing games with me. Motherfucker took my motherfucking key, you racist piece of shit. That's why my lawyer on y'all motherfucking ass. Racist piece of shit. All you bitches gonna fucking get fired, ho. Playing with my motherfucking key. I'm missing work and every motherfucking thing while you sit at work. Jealous motherfuckers. You work for me and see how I live. Now you wanna lose my key and all kind of goofy shit.
So you said that you're on the first level, and is there any type of space number or row number?
No, it's right here at the front. They talking about you, man. This motherfucker crazy, man. They lost my motherfucking key. Nah, they yanked my car up and moved it right there, and then the tow truck finna come get it. They telling me the tow truck got a Duke, man. He ain't touching shit, and I ain't touching shit. Shut the fuck up. Don't come near me and shut the fuck up because Don't come near me. Shut the fuck up and get my job done. Shut the fuck up talking to me. Go get the job done. Fuck you. Get out of my way. Shit. Call your boss because I don't like what's going on. Call your boss. There ain't nothing to talk about. Call your boss. It ain't nothing to talk about. Call your boss.
All right, and is the vehicle facing forward or is it backed into that parking space?
It's forward.
And are there any fees that have to be paid to get into that parking deck?
Say that again, ma'am.
Are there any fees that need to be paid to get into the parking deck?
No, it's no fees to get paid. They just got to come and pick up the car. That's it. No fees or nothing. Whatever's good they're going to pay, they're going to pay it.
All right. And lastly, what's the name of that parking garage?
Standard Parking. You can take the number down if you want.
Okay. I can pull straight ahead.
You need a number?
No, sir.
These motherfuckers have lost their fucking mind. Little bit, you gotta stay out of my fucking face talking that stupid shit. Man, these motherfuckers done lost their motherfucking mind in this building. Man, these motherfuckers lost my key to my car since Sunday. Yeah, he up here trying to tell me something, boy. You better get the fuck out of my motherfucking face. Yeah, I'm talking about him. He the only cool one. The only cool one. The rest of these motherfuckers fresh out of motherfucking boat from Jamaica or Africa and they ass sucking dick for a job. Dumbass motherfuckers. You get your dumbass fired. And they're going to replace you with another motherfucker off the boat or picking cotton, stupid bitch.
All right. So all I have to do now is get you mapped and located. Give me that address one more time where you're located.
1130 South Michigan Avenue, 60605, Standard Parking. Talking about. I almost knocked his ass out. Come near me, I'm knocking your ass the fuck out. And I ain't got nothing else to say but knock your ass out and stump your fucking face in. Don't come near me.
All right, and what's the address of the dealership?
5301 West Irvin, I-R-V-I-N-G Park, P-A-R-K Road 60641.
Okay, and that is the Mike Anderson Chevrolet of Chicago?
Yes.
All right.
You need their number as well?
Oh, no, sir. You're good to go. We're just getting you mapped and located here. Okay, so it's showing here that with your roadside assistance, it's only covering as far as with $40.
I don't want to go near that pussy.
So what I'll do is reach out to a provider and get as far as with a quote for you. And I'll give you a call back with the ETA and the quote of the estimate that has to be paid outside of the $40 coverage.
So why is I'm paying for another? Well, I thought you said why I got to pay if I'm only getting one service, just the towed. So why do I got to come out of my pocket?
It's only showing that your towing that they have with your coverage is only for $40, and the service exceeds that $40.
They said it was free roadside assistance. Well, they going to pay it. Standard Parking going to pay it.
And when they pay the driver, will it be with debit, credit, or cash?
I'm not sure. I'm going to ask them right now. It's probably with cash or debit. I don't know. I don't know what they cash method, but I'm going to find it. All right, this is the dealership calling me back. Hold on, please.
Okay.